This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today to start off this week?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing today is a corrective nature in the wheat. Wheat market jumped up quite a bit last week, putting in a, you might call it, a war premium for the problems in the Black Sea area and some Russian threats of grain. Some grain vessels attacked, or one was attacked, and the result was a sharp up last week in wheat, the highest it's been going back to late July. To the point it got a little overbought, and the market's correcting that today. So that's the big news, and that's maybe kind of pulled the other markets down. Corn was down at one time about four cents, but now it's only down a penny and a half. Wheat was beans were down at one time of 8 or 9, but now they're up a penny. So we've got a market that, if you look at the charts are very positive. They've all, the markets have bottomed. The reason being that the all the bear fundamental news, the record crops, are dialed in.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn down 2.5 at 4.10¾. November soybeans down 1¾ at $10.45. Soybean meal up $1.70 at $4.20.10. Soybean oil up 22 cents at $39.75. On the Merck, October live cattle down 42 cents at $177.22. October feeders down 12 cents at $2.39 even. October lean hogs up $1.47 at $79.92. October pork cutout went unchanged at $91.55. And that's been a check of the closing market prices right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.